Welcome. This is Eric.
This is Brother Jay.
This is Drew.
And before we're going to do some real-time news here. Well, not real-time, but up-to-the-minute news, even though the podcast usually releases these episodes about a week or two late, because two-thirds of us experienced a fairly significant earthquake this morning.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So just to, first of all, thank you for everybody who reached out and asked how we were doing. We are doing fine. No casualties, no real significant damage really to anybody's house. Some knickknacks were damaged, but we'll kind of get into that a little bit. But Drew, tell your story of what happened at 8:29 this morning, the morning of November 30th, 2018, in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, this is a treat. I was at work. I work on the 14th floor in a building in Midtown Anchorage, and I was actually on the phone with a subcontractor who works for us, and he's down in Washington, and it started shaking, and we're no stranger to earthquakes, so I didn't really think anything of it. It wasn't too bad for a couple seconds, but then it quickly got really intense, and it was not stopping. So I told him rather abruptly that I had to go. We were having an earthquake. And I just hung up on him. And I went and stood in the doorway of my office, which isn't load-bearing. But our office doors are these giant glass doors that slide open and closed. And they have been known to shatter. And the earthquake was so strong and so long that our building, it's one of the newer buildings, so it's built on rollers. It was really swaying back and forth. I actually don't know how long the earthquake really was, because our building kept going back and forth for a long time. But it was throwing my sliding door back and forth, so I was just kind of standing there trying to maintain my balance and hold it open so it didn't slam shut and shatter. But luckily we've been having some bad weather recently, so a lot of folks have been coming into work later and later. So our office actually wasn't too full. But yeah, and then I immediately texted my wife, who was at our children's elementary school, because their morning bell rings at 8:30. The earthquake happened at 8:29. So luckily she was with both of my children. And they were all together. So that was really fortunate timing. And eventually heard from her that everybody was safe, and she decided she was going to hang out at the school for a while. And eventually the school district, they didn't send everybody home, but they encouraged parents to come get their kids. So we made our way home, which took a long time. I left from the office. She left from the school. By that time, everybody was trying to get home, so traffic was a mess. And nobody knew which bridges and overpasses were still safe.
Because some were not?
Some were not. There were some rumors that there were some really bad ones out there. But, at that point, no one really knew for sure. So I took as many non-bridge roads as I could to make my way home. And I was really I was wondering what I was going to find. But another fortunate thing is I work in the same building as our father, so I could just walk down the hall after the quake and find out how he was doing. He was doing okay. He was doing better than Mom, who he was on the phone with when I went and heard from him. She was at home, and sounds like she was having a not great time.
Yeah, well, Mother Anderson survived the 1964 earthquake. So she has some pretty, she was what, like 10 or something, 10 or 12 at the time. She was 12 at the time and, was in charge of her younger siblings, and she has some post-traumatic stress about it, let's say.
Yes, indeed.
So any earthquake, as we know is growing up with her, any earthquake would have her, launching at the top of the stairs to make sure we were okay. But certainly this was the biggest earthquake I've ever felt.
Yeah, this is the worst one I can ever remember.
Well, the news said this evening that because of the epicenter and the type of earthquake it was, this is the strongest one you've had since 64. even though it was only a 7 point, that's only part of the metric. The other part of the metric is how close to the epicenter you were. So,
yeah, it was real close.
Because it was real close and real shallow. So,
yeah, mom called me and was leaving. I think in the process of leaving me a voicemail because she was upset. I was actually in the middle of an employee interview, but when she doesn't normally call like that. So I called her right back because I was like, what's going on? And she was, you know, rightfully upset. So, and then I was talking to her and just calming her down, trying to distract her a little bit because she was, you know, she's pretty upset. And I was just trying to like, you know, you're okay. If, you know, we're going to find out if everybody else is okay. But if your house is, you know, standing and you don't feel cold air rushing in, then so far so good. Nothing's on fire, no smoke. Also, your kitchen cabinet hung from the ceiling didn't collapse, right? So she's like, no, that was up. So I'm like, well, you owe your contractor a good gift. And then in the middle of that, the phone rang and dad was calling her. So luckily, I don't think she had a lot of time by herself, as it were.
She was on the phone with somebody else when it started. she's like, oh, we're having an earthquake. Oh, it's not good. And the other person's like, you want me to let you go? She goes, no. I have you on the phone. Thank you.
That's smart.
Yeah. So Kelly was already at work at Costco, which a big warehouse store you can imagine was a nightmare place to be. She's a pharmacy tech. She said, you know, her computers are jumping off the desks, and then the whole place pretty soon looked like a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit, except with prescription bottles. And of course, the power went out too, and it was dark in there. And they immediately, everybody moved to the center of the warehouse because that's away from where the big old, like, two-story racks of merchandise were. And so they were super freaked out, of course. And then pretty much the thing with communication during something like this is it's sort of spotty. You know, you never know what you can, you know, what you can use. So she couldn't get a hold of us right away, which freaked her out. And then they said, yeah, just everybody just go home, take care of your people. So she went home. She had gotten a hold of me by that time. Journey and I were just getting ready. It was my day off, thank goodness. And Journey and I were getting ready to get her shoes on and go out. I had already started my car. So we were going to go out and take her to school. And, you know, it started, as Drew pointed out, it started out as an earthquake. And we're like, okay, earthquake, no problem. And she was kind of a little freaking out a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to go to a doorway. Which, now, a doorway isn't even necessarily a great place. Except the nice thing about a doorway is it's away from windows. Except in Drew's case, which we couldn't. But, you know, we didn't really have any, like, big tables to climb under or anything. So we went to the doorway. And it was, you know, because we're like, in a little townhouse style thing that is built on a swamp, so it was moving pretty seriously. Although it turns out all of Anchorage is moving pretty seriously, so I'm not feeling special. But yeah, it was just, it just went on and on, and she was super freaked out. And luckily, that works best for my anxiety level. If there's anybody in the room that's freaking out more than I am, I'm a lot more calm.
That's good.
And as I pointed out on Facebook hours later, doing a little bit of debrief, having the technology, having cell phones, like I had my iPod, I had my phone, and Journey had an iPad. They weren't really good for communicating right at that moment because the power went out immediately. So no power, so it was dark outside. So no power, no lights. But good thing your phone can do, no matter what, even if it isn't connected to the internet, or you have spotty internet because of outages, is it's a good flashlight. So, and we had just recharged all of the portable batteries we had for the devices. So we would have at least rode out the storm with battery power at least. And you can always charge the batteries or the devices in your car if your car is intact. But yeah, we had an amazing amount of little tiny damage. Like, we didn't have any structural damage, although there's a seam between two pieces of sheetrock that kind of has a little crack thing going on, but it's not, it's just cosmetic. But we had a, like dishes were leaping out of the cabinets and landing on the floor. And I think my dishwasher door was not completely closed because the dishes inside were clean. And we probably opened it up to take something out of it to use. And so I think the soda stream with the big heavy bottle fell into the dishwasher. And there's broken glass all over the place because like, mixing bowls. And Kelly has these sort of antique-y kind of, you know, homespun country decor up on top of the cabinets. And so we had some stuff leaping from there. And then we have this little shelf thing above the toilet in the bathroom upstairs that is very handy, but it was not quite secured to the wall like it should have been and like it is right now because it managed to fall right over. And so we had a bunch of stuff on the bathroom floor. And again, it all looked worse than it really was. But because it was dark, you know, we couldn't really tell. And there was a tiny bit of injury. We have some of the band Journey's albums in album frames on Journey's bedroom wall. And they had fallen off the wall, as about half of our pictures had fallen off the wall, too. And there was some broken glass. And so Journey stepped on some broken glass. So she was just freaking out generally and then had a bloody foot, which she was at least gave us a focus to freaking out. But, you know, we got her foot cleaned up and a Band-Aid on it. And I put her in shoes because we figured, hey, we can clean up the glass later, but at least we need some shoes to walk around and we need to find out what's going on downstairs, you know, where the furnace and hot water heater is and garage and stuff. So we went down there and went outside. She really liked being outside. So it felt very safe to be outside. But a bunch of our neighbors are outside too. So we got to have a little neighbor time, which is always nice. And people were sharing tales of, oh my God, but everybody was okay. And if you look on the news, you'll see lots of like highway damage, although lots is a strong word. We'll find out in the next couple of days how much it really is. But of course, any roads that are damaged are very impressive looking. But all in all, there were no casualties that I heard.
Yeah.
One house burned down because some power lines fell on the roof, probably. But I mean, we were really lucky for such a strong earthquake. It could have been so much worse. And the school district is like, well, we're assessing the situation. So I told Kelly, oh yeah, we're not sending Journey to school today. We'll be okay. We'll take today as an absence if we have to.
Well, and they're closed Monday and Tuesday.
Not sending her Monday or Tuesday either.
Yeah, it turns out I got a note that, she was present today. And also, that we're not having Monday and Tuesday, which Monday is fine because it's my day off. But Tuesday will be interesting to see what we're going to do with the kids. But we'll figure it out. I imagine I don't work till Tuesday either, so that's going to be interesting. I was laughing at Kelly because today was her last, her Friday, also is Friday. And I'm like, oh, they're going to suck you into working to clean up over the weekend. She's like, I don't really want to go back there right now. It was sort of traumatic to be in there. I got my family to take care of, so we'll see what happens. Can't blame her there. She actually said it was she thought she was going to die. It was the scaredest she has ever been. Because she was in that big old warehouse with the lights off and things shaking and falling.
Yeah, if I had to pick a place to be during an earthquake, Costco would be like way down on the list.
Exactly, yeah. Plus, later they sent her pictures. Apparently there's both a gas leak and somehow the sprinklers got activated. So there's water all over the stuff. And it's like, oh, that's just, it is in the main part of the warehouse.
You can see a video of it where it's just raining water down from people. So you can see the water on the floor. But that was my biggest concern when I worked at Fred's because my office was through the warehouse and you see the warehouse racks and they don't, I know they're pretty sturdy because they hold down weight, but I don't like the thought of mobile weight shaking around as I'm trying to get somewhere. So that's also my biggest terror, Costco or in any warehouse. You know, Home Depot wouldn't be any better.
Oh, no. No. Well, it turns out liquor stores didn't fare very well. Oh, and they had I saw a news report from Pete's Violin and Guitar Shop.
Ooh, oh, no.
Where he's like, yeah, he probably lost $10,000 worth of guitars and violins and other wood instruments. And he's like, you know, the problem isn't just the earthquake, but it's also, you know, if the humidity gets really screwed up in the building, then that's going to have further effect. Mm. And, you know, he can't afford earthquake insurance.
Well, I don't even think they have much earthquake insurance anymore anyway.
I think somebody said that USAA, the deductible for earthquake damage on your house was 10% of the value of your house. So you have to have an extreme amount of damage before you would even get compensated.
Well, I saw a couple houses that were pretty wrecked.
One of my coworkers had a chimney fall in her car.
One house that I saw actually looked, well, it was a two-story house. It is now a one-story-ish house.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's amazing there wasn't more of that.
Yeah.
You know, really, I think the people that frankly had the worst of it for our family were the old folks. And that's just because they have, there were two interesting things that happened in their house. One was they have a gigantic dresser that fell on against their gigantic bed and I guess bent some of the lower drawers. So that was kind of giving me a pain in the butt. No big deal, but just kind of irritating. But also apparently in the computer room, there was one of Father Anderson's, he is renowned, at least within his own family, for his binders for different projects. And one of these gigantic binders fell against the door, so Mom couldn't get in there. They were actually considering kicking the door down to get into the computer room because they can only open it about an inch.
Oh, no.
But Mom's like, oh, let's not kick the door down. Let's find something to shove under there. And then Dad got a crowbar, and again, good thing to have one wall of burglary tools in the garage.
One good thing that happened, I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but we've had a couple power outages in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I get really frustrated because I have a generator that I got from Dad, but I cannot locate the cord for the generator. So it's completely useless. And I have it. It was just buried in my garage somewhere because I'm so disorganized. And I never act on actually like getting organized when it's not an emergency situation. So the past couple of times I've been like so mad at myself when we've been without power. I'm like, God damn it. I'm terrible at adulting. This is awful. But just a couple of weeks ago, I found the generator cord in the garage. So this time I was like, all right, we have no power. I'm getting the generator out. And it did. Of course, I don't really know. I had to wrap my head around it, like what to do, like figure out where to check the oil or put it in. And by the time I was like ready to go, the power came back on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, we're doing this.
Good for you.
I have like a $1,200 electrical box on the side of my house specifically designed to hook a generator into. So I'm going to do this. So I got it running and I tested it out and it worked. The generator itself has a little fuel leak from a hose. So I need to fix that. But as far as powering the house in an emergency situation, I got that all squared away. Finally.
Good deal. Yeah. Mom, when I finally got a hold of Mom or she got a hold of me or something, it didn't take a very long time, but you know, it was interesting for the communication. We didn't really try our landlines too much, which we probably should have, because from all accounts, the landlines worked the best. But from the cell phones, I could get texts out, like a couple word texts were no problem. But anytime, of course, a picture was not going through. And sometimes they would just go out in big bursts, and then I'd get like 18 replies all at the same time, you know, that were a half an hour worth of stuff that was all like pent up in the cloud someplace or something. But the first thing she says, hey, we got a generator if you guys need to come over. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And of course, Journey heard that or read it or something and said, oh, we're going to go to grandma's house for the generator. We got to go to the generator. We got a generator. So we got Netflix in the generator. Well, it's like, it's not exactly a like one
but
plus
yes.
one equation. But yes.
Yeah. But yes.
But no, by then, you know, by the time Kelly got home, it was light outside. So we just opened some curtains and called good. And then it was, we were out of power for like 2 hours total. There's still some people out of power now, and that sucks. I mean, it's cold outside. So by now, it would be really unpleasant. Your fridge food would start to get a little warm, and everything else would start to get a little too cold.
Yeah, we got really lucky here. I think I don't know. It seems like most of the shaking must have been like north south shaking, because like all my books and stuff point east west, and nothing came off the shelves. It was kind of knocked around a little bit, but nothing fell down anywhere in the house. So that was we got really lucky. The only thing that broke was a jar of cooking sherry fell off the ledge in our pantry and shattered. That was the biggest pain in the ass. Cleaning that up, but you know, sherry on tile floor is still not that bad.
Well, our mutual friend Tracy, who works at the
adult accoutrement store,
yeah, exactly. They couldn't open because they had to clean up like silicon lube off of a tile floor, and that must be a nightmare.
Treacherous.
Yes, yeah. Not to mention all the stuff that comes like flying off the shelves. Now, that was the impressive part, to see, video of people inside grocery stores where things come flying out of the shelves. But then you look at Fred Meyer about 5 o'clock, and now everybody's come to their senses and gotten to, like, oh, now we got to stock up. So, you know, they had kind of probably not as many check stands open as they would have liked, but they were people lined up from the check stands all the way to the back of the store. So I bet you it was rough to work in retail today.
I think it was rough everywhere. I was a little late tonight because we tried to order out for dinner. Seems like that was most everybody's idea tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What should have been a 30-minute order and pick up some pizza endeavor turned into an hour and a half. And yeah. Just driving by places like McDonald's and seeing the drive-thru just stacked up to the street. It's crazy.
Oh, sure, yeah. And, I mean, I was actually, my plan involved lots of little errands, which turns out aren't that important, you know? I mean, I had a grocery list to stuff to buy, and I had plans to what to make for dinner. But really, as it turns out, and, you know, all the stuff on Facebook and the news, I didn't really worry about today. It's kind of a liberating feeling. It's like, you know what? I don't care what's happening in Argentina. Will not really affect me. Although our president did manage to insert himself in our tragedy. But that's okay. At least it was a positive thing. And I didn't realize today was our governor's last day on his job.
Yeah, our president did use some dubious quotes in his tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, Walker's press conference, he must have said, because he responded to Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, sorry. J-Bear, where the State Office of Emergency Management is, and he got to tour in a Black Hawk helicopter, and he must have used the phrase Black Hawk helicopter like 9 times. It was very impressive for him, I'm sure. And he took like 3 phone calls from the president on the helicopter. He's like, it was hard to hear him, but it was nice to hear from him. Like, huh.
How did your dog do?
Our pets were... Well, okay, to be honest, one of our guinea pigs was nearly crushed by, didn't realize that the Dish Network hopper and a Wii and a disco light was on a shelf above the guinea pig cage, and all that tumbled down. Luckily, she's got a hard, there's like a hutch that would have protected her from anything. She could have easily sheltered in place, which she did. The dog was barky, but I think the bigger part is now the dog has some problems because Kelly bought this plastic tub of pretzel bites from Costco a couple days ago, because I like, you know, pretzels, like pretzel, soft pretzels. And it's one of those tops of a container that says piece of plastic you can like fold open and then like push back, and it kind of semi-seals shut. But since it fell off of where it was sitting, there were probably a dozen little pretzel bites on the floor until the dog found them. And then there were no pretzel bites on the floor. So she's paying for that. But, nah, really, the dog and the bird were barking. Nobody likes aftershocks. That's the other thing that's it's hard to explain, is that, like, it was a pretty serious and pretty frightening initial earthquake. The problem is every aftershock after that, you're like, here we go. Here's another one, you know.
Yeah, was it a 6-something or a 5.71 it was like 5 minutes later. That one was really insulting.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, come on. And by that time, you know, by that time, Journey is pretty scared. I'm like, no, it's going to be fine. This is going to happen for weeks. Doesn't make it any better. I'm sure my patronizing tone is not helping you, but yeah, we'll get through this. It'll be fine. So anyway, so thank you again for anybody who reached out and asked. And if you didn't ask, now you know anyway, how we dealt with the great earthquake of November 30th, 2018. Really, it was super scary, but overall, I think we're going to be just fine.
I think it's a testament to the resiliency of Alaska in general, because there wasn't, you know, panics or rioting or looting, at least not yet. Also, that you have, you know, pretty stringent building code standards, because, you know, your buildings for the most part withstood and didn't sustain a lot of damage. I mean, sure, there's exceptions, of course, but if you see that, like, there's a video I reposted on Facebook, which is the courthouse. If you see the courthouse footage,
yeah, the pictures, the pictures hanging from the wall of the courthouse,
like a pendulum.
Oh, it's crazy.
like one of those Newtonian ball desk toys.
Well, you know, even our break room at work, we have a little break room, and you know, it's got a suspended ceiling, and so a bunch of ceiling tiles fell down. And, you know, it's got shelves and cabinets and those, you know, everything opened up and stuff was on the floor. So is it a huge deal? Not really. But does it look kind of scary? Oh, yeah. Well, and okay, here's a question for you, Drew. Being an engineer, does it help to be 14 stories in the air during an earthquake?
Yeah. I mean, it's good to understand why the building is swaying so much. Even after it seems like the earthquake should be over, it's good to know that. It still doesn't feel great.
Did you have a hard time overriding the reptile response in your brain?
Well, this one was so weird because it went on so long. It's like you go on a journey, like Eric said. You know, like you're like, oh, this is fine. Oh, this is not so fine. Oh crap! Is this the one? I think this is the one. Exactly. This is the one, guys. Yeah. This is. Oh wait. Okay. Are we? All right. Ooh, that was a doozy.
Yeah. Oh, where's mom?
Yeah.
How's she doing? Yeah.
Dad said the floor. Dad said it was quite a wild ride. So.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It was again. It was really. It felt really long. Now I think I have a better appreciation for what mom talks about when she says it just felt like it went on forever. Because it was like 45 seconds or something, but that is a long time to have your house literally shaking and things falling off the shelves and breaking. And like, you know, it was a gift that kept giving too, because it didn't occur to me that when I would open the refrigerator later, that stuff would fall out when I opened the door.
Yeah.
Or when I opened the pantry door later, stuff would fall off and land on the floor.
Little earthquake grenades.
Exactly, yeah. So,
yeah,
it's a special time.
But yeah, there were grown people in my office sobbing. They were so scared.
Kelly said there were plenty of people crying and screaming. Like, oh, that's not good. I don't want to be in Costco with people crying and screaming if there's not an earthquake.
Yeah, when I was down at Dad's office talking to him, I looked outside his office and there was a red stain on the carpet and like splashed up against the wall and just like ice cubes. I was like. What happened? He's like, that was.
Well, yeah, actually, listener Lindsay had a 4-gallon bucket of paint fall on her carpet. She didn't realize it at first. Apparently, there's some trick you can do where you spray shaving cream on it. And it keeps the paint from drying, gives you a little extra cleanup time. So she wasn't convinced that was going to work, but she was still working on it. I was going to suggest that all you need now is just leave the stain there and then go and dab little other dots of it all over that room. And now you have a polka dot carpet. It'd be fine.
It's an accent stain.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Haven't you seen Trading Spaces? Yeah. Paige Davis came over here.
Well, I'm eternally grateful that the family is all well and that there wasn't a lot of damage. Seemingly Dad was thrilled that the cameras at the cabin were still up. And that the diesel tank is still upright.
So, yes, that would have been a problem.
Because of all things, that would have been probably the worst of all evils.
Yeah.
Because after diesel spill would have probably been diesel fire. So depending on things. So
thanks to Brother Jay, because, you know, one thing we learned from emergency training is have a point of contact away from the rest of your family. Like, if you live in a city with the rest of your family, have a point of contact in a different city. So if there is a tragedy, you know, I couldn't necessarily call and check in with Mom and Drew and Dad all at the same time. But we definitely could squeak out a text to Jason, and he could collate for us while we were dealing with individual things. You could take the bird's eye view of the thing, make sure everybody knew.
No, I was happy to coordinate, and also on top of the text messaging, I was also kind of live updating on Facebook to make sure that it wasn't, you know, anybody I knew, like Deidre and Brady's family, Bree's family, you know, anybody that I knew. I just kind of kept collating it together and made sure everybody was aware, just so that, you know, people. Because then the instinct is to everybody start texting everybody else and like, well, you know, good luck with that, because there's going to be some bottlenecking for a while.
Mom was saying she heard from relatives she hasn't probably ever heard from.
I actually did jump on Facebook and I saw your post, Jason. And it was like big earthquake in Alaska. Eric, okay. Mom and Dad, okay. More to come. I was like, dude.
Exactly.
But we were okay, too. It was fine.
Well, you hadn't checked in yet.
Yeah,
that's true. You probably didn't get the message, so.
Plus, I always think you never check Facebook, but.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't.
That's the thing. I didn't realize you were on Facebook, so.
This is maybe one of three times in the past year.
Well, and the Facebook has that little, you know, I'm safe thing, so.
Yeah, I kinda like that.
That's a good thing that's used for.
Yeah, you can mark yourself safe from during an incident.
I found out my company has an emergency response plan with automatic contacts. So I got an email, a text, and a robo phone call asking me to check in and reply if I was safe or if I wasn't safe and needed somebody to contact me. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know about that. Also, my company does some things really right. This was one of them. Our HR department just went ahead and booked 5 suites at one of the local extended stay places and just offered them up to anybody whose home was so damaged they needed a place to stay.
That's awesome.
They said they'd get more if needed. So, yeah, I was really impressed with the way my company handled today. So that was another positive thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything worked out. I mean, we'll find out in the next couple of days how bad it's going to be. Right now, the road north from Anchorage, and there is only one. There was damage on one side of it, and they had limited traffic going each way during the day. But right now, it's all outbound traffic just to get people home. And they've extended it every single hour for the last 4 hours. It's been only outgoing traffic. You can't come in Anchorage right now. So, luckily, everybody get home. They can open up the roads the other way. But who knows how long we're going to have to the detours and things.
Yeah.
Because,
well, it's gonna be interesting next week when I show up.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be great.
So, yeah. I'm sure Mom will be pleased.
There'll still be aftershocks. Don't worry about it. You'll feel an earthquake. If Jesse's never felt an earthquake before, he will.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, he's felt earthquakes before, but not.
Well,
it's different.
Yeah. Hopefully you won't feel one like we had today.
No. It'll be an experience, an adventure.
Yeah. God knows what Mom and Dad's, what the cabin driveway looks like.
Yeah.
It could be anything from undamaged to impassable, and we wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And the cool thing is with aftershocks and stuff, we're getting freezing rain tonight. The more water we have on the Seward Highway, the more landslides we're going to have. I mean, really, it works everywhere, but there have already been some. And I think that's what caused, also in the north part, that's what caused the Mirror Lake damage to the highway. It was pretty much a landslide of the material on the side of the road. took out like a lane and a half.
Yeah, that looked terrifying.
Also, the off ramp from Minnesota to International looked pretty scary, and that couple was on it when it happened.
Was that that single car?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was an interview with those people, and it was beautiful. It was like there could not be a more Alaskan couple.
Well, it's funny because they said that, you know, they thought they'd lost an axle.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on? And then the road started to collapse, and they were like,
No, my neighbor had just dropped her daughter off at daycare and was driving her car and thought she had a blowout.
Yeah, I heard from a few people who were on the road, and they thought they lost a tire.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you again. I do appreciate all of you guys. It's good to have family. We had no casualties. Life was pretty good. That was the news across the nation from the town of Anchorage. Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
So take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here.
Take a listen if you got a second to bear. If you like, subscribe, you can even share. Films on films, discuss on air. It's a brother podcast, we're gonna leave it right here.
One podcast talk show. Hit the app if you wanna catch an episode. They talk movies, they go off on a tangent flow and maybe ramble. That's a brother Sanderson. So sit back with closed eyes, let them take you away. Unless you're driving, keep them open to that case. We got Eric, Drew, and Brother Jay. Welcome you two, not in a creepy way. Hey.
Not in a creepy way. 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 We got Eric, Drew, and Brother Jay. Welcome you two, not in a creepy way. Hey.